Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another Saturday morning of glorious mortgage dialogue between you and us here at the TexasLending.com Show. Kevin Miller, Tress Collins, Bubba Alexander joining us in a brief second. Tress was off last week. She's back. Yeah. She's back, and she's ready to share with you all of her happiness that she had going on last week. We were talking about your home loans this morning. Rates being an interesting moving object. And right now what we see is that the Fed has dropped rates this week on the short-term scale. And that doesn't always mean what you think it does on the long-term scale. So you have the Fed, which is the short-term. You have mortgage, which are the long-term. What happened? We're going to talk about that. What's going on with rates? Are they still? Is it still a great time to refinance? And we are TexasLending.com with some of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas. And we want to share that with you today. That means if you're calling and you're thinking about refinancing or even buying a home, we have some of the lowest purchase rates and some of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas. If you're trying to purchase a home, you're looking for a mortgage, you've been talking to the builder, make sure you call us. 99% of the time, we're beating the builders right now, and we can help you with your home loan. If you call us at 972-387-4600, that's also our text line, 972-387-4600. Hi, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
What is happening here in the world of Tress?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Lots. Don't know where to start. But I did run 5 miles last Saturday. I thought it was a 5K. And I... So about 3 days before the race, I realized I misread the information. I'm like, oh, 5 miles. That's like two more miles than I normally go. So I almost didn't go, but I sucked it up and went anyway. And I did. And the extra 2 miles, I was like, oh, my gosh, I did it. It was so exciting.
So you went two more Ks. You went
two more miles.
You went 2 more miles, which is about 3 more Ks. So is it like an 8K? And they didn't tell you.
Yeah, I guess it's like an 8K.
All right. All right.
Maybe 8.5.
Well, congratulations to Tress.
Thank you.
On her running.
It was fun.
I didn't run. I didn't run last week.
And I never run.
I survived not running.
Yay, congrats.
And Bubba, how was your week?
It's great. Busy, busy, busy.
Yes, and our rates have improved at TexasLending.com. We talked about it right as we kicked off the show here. The Fed lowered the short-term rates. And we all have to put our right hand up and swear and acknowledge that we don't understand finance. We as consumers don't understand how the bond market works or why.
High five.
We only believe what we see on TV. TV is our God. God tells us what to do and what to think. And
that's a scary thought.
And so people say, hey, the Fed lowered rates. That means mortgage rates dropped. Well, that's not always the case. Matter of fact, I can tell you in the last 20 years, whenever the Fed has raised rates, I would say 75% of the time, when they have lowered rates, mortgage rates have gone up. And I can tell you when the Fed has raised rates, the following day, the mortgage rates have gone down. Mm-hmm. Because they can work in inverse. They can work in opposite directions. And so the idea of lowering the short-term rates is to stimulate economy, which can create inflation long-term. And the reason you raise rates in the short term is to slow down the rate of inflation long term. And that's why rates can move opposite on the mortgage scale. But this week, lo and behold, mortgage rates are actually the same spot where they were last week. So the Fed lowered the overnight rate by a quarter, but your mortgage rates are actually in the same spot they were a week ago. And so they did go down for a day on Thursday, the day after the Fed raised or dropped the rates. The mortgage rates dropped too, but they were for different reasons. Mr. Bubba.
Yeah, but you know why it's a good thing? It's a good thing because everybody calls and says the Fed's dropped their interest rate, and then when you actually propose a rate to them, they go, wow, it's time to refinance because they didn't realize the rates were that low.
Yeah, and the rates are actually the same spot they were a week ago. However, TexasLending.com has lowered our rates. We already had some of the lowest rates in Texas, and now we have some of the more lowester rates are in Texas. So our rates are super low, and you can refund, and for our purchases too. If you're trying to buy a home, we have recasted our rates in such a way that, listen to this, your 15-year fixed are possible at 2.875. And that goes for your VA streamline refinances. As a matter of fact, we were seeing 30-year fixed on Friday down near 3.25. On Friday, we saw the 30. Listen, this is the lowest 30-year fixed in the history of man. 3.25 for a 30-year fix. We saw those on Friday at TexasLending.com. It comes with different APRs based on your loan size, your credit score, your lock period. Let's see what other things get thrown in there. Your debt to income ratio and your LTV.
Credit score.
Yes, all your credit score. These things all come into play on your interest rate. But
name of your firstborn?
The standard 30-year fixed rate was as low as 3.25 yesterday. So if you're at 4.25 or 4.5, although the overall market rates stayed the same, our rates are about 0.25%. Our rates are about 0.25% better than they were a week ago. Boom. Bubba.
Yeah. How are you?
You were raising your hand as if you wanted to say something.
I just wanted to make sure that you know, you say that was with a point of origination.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's with your point of origination. Right. If you're going to pay an origination fee, if you're not going to pay closing costs, your rates could be 0.5% higher. If you're not going to pay any closing costs, and if you're going to pay an origination fee and closing costs, you can get the lowest rate and lock it in for a long term. And think about a 20-year mortgage. That's an option for you, too.
Got one of those yesterday.
And make sure that you call TexasLending.com. Call now, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com. Trust is going to – here's what goes on. You text in your questions.
Yes.
Is it really worth it for me to refinance? And you can text at 972-387-4600. If you want to talk to a loan officer, call now at 972-387-4600. So you can text and call the same number, get your questions in. We'll answer them for you here on the air. If you're buying a home, you want to get in before the end of the year, hey, we can tell you. We can tell us how much money you make. Tell us what your credit score is. Tell us what your down payment's going to be. We can tell you how much home you may be able to afford, what your interest rate might be, and we can share with you here on the air. That's at the text at 972-387-4600. Tress.
It's November.
I know. As a matter of fact,
oh my gosh.
If you're traipsing around Dallas this weekend, the Susan G. Komen people,
yes,
the crazy people, why are they crazy? They always seem to choose the coldest weekend of the year
to do their walk.
Yeah, to do their walk. It's always the coldest weekend of the year. One time when my wife was doing this about 10 years ago, there was actually snow or something like this. It was like 1/2 inch of snow the night.
And they still did it?
They sleep out in tents.
Yeah, I know. They usually host at Brookhaven.
And it's right here in North Dallas.
Yeah.
And so they're sleeping out in tents before they go walking 20 miles, and it's 30 degrees outside. It's 35, 37 degrees or whatever heck
it is. I was driving down Trinity Mills, and there was a bunch of people over there at Trinity Mills
walking
in Marsh. And they were jumping up and down, and they had signs, and they were all wearing pink. And
really?
They were just having a pink party, I guess. I mean, I guess it was a pre-funk.
Well, maybe it was like they were tailgating for the 20-mile walk.
I think that was kind of what it was.
Make sure you call us up here at 972-387-4600. Listen, if you want to get on the air here on The Fan, if you have a question, you can call us at 877-881-1053. If you're driving through town the first time, or if you're tuning into the show for the first time, this is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We've been doing mortgages in Dallas-Fort Worth. TexasLending.com has been doing loans in Dallas-Fort Worth since 1998. The name TexasLending.com was brought into being at that time. And we've been around for a few years, and we want to make sure that you have a place to go to that you can trust. We've been through the wars. We've been through the dot-com bust. We've been through the financial Armageddon. We've been through the 2012, the taper tantrum. We've been through this last year, 2018, when the mortgage rates were up near 5.5% and 6%. But right now they've come down to their lowest they've been in history. TexasLending.com here to share with you the lowest rates you can find. And if you bought a home in the last couple of years and your rate's still up 4.5 or 5.5, and even if you texted us last week and you're at 4.5, and we said it might not be time, our rates have dropped at TexasLending.com, and we want to share that with you. So if you do want to refinance, here's how it goes. Here's what I owe. here's what my home is worth. Here's my credit score. And we want to know if I – here's my current interest rate.
And do you escrow? And if you do, what are those escrows, taxes and insurance?
And the other one is
– song out of that.
And maybe you want to get yourself – I don't even know what I just said to make a song out of, but – I didn't think I'd say trust key to make a song out of.
What is your value?
Yeah.
So how much do you owe?
See, Gary's got it.
Yeah. It's like a Kenny Rogers song with really bad vocals.
You decorate my reef and hand.
Okay. So make sure that you call us or go online and apply. All right, Trust, do you have any questions coming in yet?
No, not yet.
All right. That means you have all text lines open.
That's right.
That means you can text us now. And also, if you want to get cash out of your home. Listen, you can refinance your mortgage, you can lower your rate, and you can get cash out and pay off bills. Lowering your mortgage payment and eliminating your consumer debt and getting that consumer debt from 20% interest rates down near around, give or take, 4% plus or minus on a cash out refinance. So there are options for you. And you need to call us today at 972-387-4600 or text at 972-387-4600.
You could get cash out on a cashback refinance and do some Christmas shopping without interest.
Before Christmas. You can get it done before Christmas.
We don't suggest that you use your cash out to go to buy. We let you do anything you want with your money. But
it's just a thought. Sorry.
There's all kinds of things you can do with cash. But most importantly, it is my desire to help you save money, to have you wake up in the morning with bills that are hundreds, $1,000 less per month than you're paying now. And instead of paying it to a bank who doesn't give you a smiley face, doesn't give you a star on your paper, doesn't give you a pat in the back, they just take your money. And you can keep on doing it, and you can just roll down your window right now and just light some money on fire and throw it out the window if you want to keep on doing that. Or you can call TexasLending.com or go online at our website. Okay, Bubba, you've been doing cash out refinances for how long?
2002.
17 years. Mm-hmm. And you've seen some different kind of scenarios. You've seen people saving money. What do you try to sell people on when they call? When I sell them, when I say, what do you sell them on? Because people sell these different ways. Some people say, here's the lowest rate you can get on a home equity loan, and they charge you a bunch of closing costs. You do it opposite ways.
I always say lowest cost, lowest rate, because here's what happens.
And what does that mean, lowest cost, lowest rate?
I mean, whatever they qualify for, the lowest rate without any points.
You try to get them without points.
Right, exactly.
And potentially no cost if you get them a zero closing cost.
Bigger loans, zero closing cost.
Why is that?
And here's the thing.
Why is the bigger loans no closing cost?
Because there's more room in the rate to move the closing cost into
the rate.
So you take a higher rate. No. But what makes this really good now compared to what it was, and don't squint your eyes like that, they're gonna get wrinkles, is you can do a cash out refinance, let's say on a huge loan this year, and have no closing costs. All right? Maybe you'll have a 5% rate, okay? No closing costs. You'll get the cash out, pay your closing costs in a year when you can refinance to a rate.
Well, what he just meant is you can refinance a year after you get a cash out loan.
Right, which you couldn't do before.
And you can refinance it into a conventional loan, conventional refinance. Now, everyone understand this. A home equity cash out refinance is different than a refinance. They have different rates. They have different regulations. The cash out is limited to 80% of the value of your property. The cash out can only have 2% closing costs on the loan amount. The cash out can't be refinanced for 12 months. If there is a mistake in the loan, the lender's stuck with it. They can't fix it. They can't even say, whoops, there's a mistake, let's fix it. No fixing. It's just your evil mortgage company. And that's the way the regulations were written. On a conventional refinance, the rates are lower. They don't have all the regulations tied to them. But a year after you get a cash out, you can refinance it to a regular loan. And what Bubba was saying was that don't pay a bunch of closing costs in your cash out loan. Get as much cash, pay off as many bills as you can. A year later, when you can refinance it to a conventional loan, when you can do that later, that's when you want to try to get into the lowest rate you can.
Especially if you've paid off all your debt and your credit score goes up.
I haven't seen rates lower than they are now. That doesn't mean they're not going to go lower at some point. I haven't seen them lower than they are right now. And that means this week. That means today at TexasLending.com, these are the lowest rates we've ever offered. So that means if you're in a loan and you want to get it refinanced, you can do it now. However, if you are thinking about refinancing, you think they may not go too much lower than they are right now, and you want to get the lowest rate you're ever going to have, and you might want to get a 15-year or a 20-year loan to cut off some time and some rate, call us, go online at texaslending.com. We have text lines. They can start being answered directly after this break at 972-387-4600. That's how you text us. That's also how you call loan officers here at our office. We will start answering those questions, and Tress will get to them after this break on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Taking your questions on the text line at 972-387-4600. The texts are starting. When we start getting to these, you're going to start thinking, maybe I have a question too. That's how you get a hold of us. Make sure you call our office this morning, right now. Start saving money now. You can possibly close before Thanksgiving. Most likely close before the end of the year for most people who start their loan now. Some of the lowest refinance and purchase rates in the state of Texas, 972-387-4600. Tress,
all right.
What do you got?
Here we go. We got a lot coming in. I would like to see if it would be beneficial for me to refinance my home if I just purchased a year ago.
Well, it depends on when that year ago was. Is it plus or minus? And is it plus or minus October? Because October last year, rates were at 5.5%. Mm-hmm. By the middle of December, rates were at 4%. The rates dropped very fast. And if you got your loan in October, yes, if your rate's at 4.5 or higher right now, a refinance is a great opportunity. Even if you're at 4.25, you might be able to get this thing down around 3.25 on a 30-year refinance, potentially, depending on your scores and your debt to income, your loan size and such. You can call us about that, and we can find out. We can run the numbers for you. By the way, it's a free pre-qualification. When you call TexasLending.com, there is no charge for us to run your credit. There is no charge for us to send you a quote. There is no charge for this. And so it's free to get a quote. It's free for us to run the numbers and see if it's worth it to you. Do two things. Look for the lowest rate option on a refinance, and also look for the zero closing cost option. Look for both. The zero closing cost will have a higher rate than the one that has closing costs. Look and see which one's best for you. If you want to keep your loan amount the same and just lower your rate, that's an option. But a lot of people don't want to go from 25 years back to 30, unless you want to drop your payment. Some of you want to drop your term. Maybe you want to go from 25 years left to 20 and drop your rate. Save yourself tens of thousands of dollars in interest over the life of your loan. And so that's question number one next.
We're getting a lot
of them. Lots of options. We have $270,000 left on a 30-year mortgage. We've been in the house for 1 year at 4.875% interest. Is now a good time to refinance?
Bubba?
No. Just kidding. Of course it is.
You?
My gosh, you've only been in it 1 year.
So 4.875.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
here's the deal.
They might
be able to even do a zero closing cost loan. So it's only been in it for a year. They probably don't have a ton of equity, unless they put 20% down or so.
Right.
But what they might be able, and we don't know if that's also an FHA loan. By the way, our FHA streamline rates, you know, 2.875, 3%, even 3% on a 30-year FHA streamline refi. Well, no, you can't do that on a streamline because you have to, the closing costs, we got to roll all the closing costs into the rate. It's going to be just above that. But on this person here, at 270, they might be able to get a zero closing cost loan, still get it somewhere in the threes, potentially. We'll take a look. And you can just drop your rate.
It depends on the value a lot, too.
Yeah, what's the value of that home? You owe 270 on it. Definitely call our office now. We have loan officers that are here. A live person answers your phone call when you call TexasLending.com. Call at 972-387-4600. If you go to our website, TexasLending.com, if you just go to the site, you can just fill out about six questions. What's your phone number? What's your email address? How do we get a hold of you? Looking to refi? Bam. We get that back in touch with you immediately. Call us now or go online and apply. Trust.
All right. Here we go. Good morning. I'm looking to purchase my first home, and I have no idea where to start. My credit score is 650. My income is $62,000. The amount putting down is between $27,000 and $30,000. Do you have any suggestions or which direction I should go?
When do you want to move? That's what I would say.
Well, they can't answer that because they're on a text. But I can say this. They make $62,000 a year. That's $5,000 a month, right?
Yeah.
Rounding it off. So they make just over $5,000 a month. A very safe mortgage payment for them is going to be somewhere around, when I say safe, safe for qualifying. Safe for qualifying would be $1,600 a month. Easy qualifying, right, for mm-hmm. this person. So $1,600 a month might be a loan of $220,000 right now. And that's after taxes, insurance, interest, mm-hmm. and all this. And so that might – it's going to be in that ballpark, a $210,000 to $220,000 loan. And that's with the rates where they are right now, which are super fantastically low. They want to put $27,000 to $30,000 down. That means they might be able to get a $250,000 home and put their money down. But you don't need to be putting all that money down if you're buying a home for the first time. You don't need to. It's 3% down for first-time home buyers for conventional loans. It's 3.5% down for FHA loans. And if you're a veteran, it's zero down. And the USDA loans have zero down. There are very low down payment options. You might want to think about keeping some of that money for painting the house, for fixing some things up that you're going to need fixing. Maybe you buy the home and something breaks and your insurance doesn't cover it. Maybe you need to do some, something to the windows. You want to keep some of that money. If you have living expenses to live for 12 months after you put down your down payment, then go ahead and put down the down payment. If you don't have 12 months of living expenses free, that if you get, here's another reason to keep money free. What if you lost your job tomorrow and you put all your money in your house? Putting all your money in as a house is not a good idea. Putting extra money into your house that you have extra past your living expenses, past if I lost my job, past if I got hit by a truck, you need to keep living expenses. If you can do all that, then put some money down in a house. Otherwise, once it's into that house, you can't get it out.
Yeah.
You can't get it out unless you have over 20% equity in your property. You can't go get a home equity loan and get money out. So this is just philosophy. This is not this. What I'm saying is not you have to do this. This is how do I keep a good, safe house payment? How do I keep my mortgage a long time? I don't just want to buy a house. I want to own a home for a long time. I want to have peace of mind that I can pay my bills if something happens. I want to have peace of mind if I have to fix something. And I want to have peace of mind if, you know, I need maybe something in my family. I need to do something to help them. All kinds of reasons to keep some cash to yourself and put in what you need to get the payment you want to pay. And then you can work it out from there. So if you can put 20% down and you don't want to have PMI, that's one option. That's the reason that someone would put a lot of money down in a house if you can get away from paying PMI.
Remember how long it took to save that $27,000? That's the thing that I always think about. I always tell people, I say, look, you know, how long did it take to save it? If they say, I want to put that down, well, the payment only changes $30 a month. How long does it take to save up $27,000 at $30 a month? I mean, you know, it's tough.
So listen, these rates are so low right now. What if you got in at a 3.1% FHA 30-year mortgage right now? And let's say you got in at that. You could, and you're gonna instead of paying 3.1 on your loan, you're gonna say, I'm gonna go get credit card debt at 20% or 25% to buy furniture. Why would you pay 25% rather than just using some of your cash to do that and not having the debt payments? So, just some options. These are just thoughts for you to think about. If you haven't thought this way, mm-hmm. you can use this for planning. You can text us with more questions. We'll be happy to answer them for you. Tress.
All right, here we go. Cashback refinance. How much can we get back, and can we do it with a VA?
Simple answer, there's no VA cash out refinances in Texas. Not done. They're not available. It doesn't mean that they couldn't be done, but they're not available in Texas. And so you can get cash back. You don't need to do a VA. You can do a cash back with zero closing cost if your loan size is the right loan amount, right? If you have a great credit score and you're able to do it, there's a chance you can get a zero closing cost refinance. There's no reason to go VA on it. The reason people get VA loans is they don't have any PMI or insurance along with their mortgage payment. They get zero down with no insurance. Well, if you can get a cash out refinance and do it with zero closing costs, there's no PMI on it, there's really no reason to have the VA on it. So those are some things that they can use. Bubba?
Yeah, the reason why the VA can't be done is because of the funding fee.
There's no insurance allowed in Texas on cash out.
The Texas laws is what permits it, I mean, keeps it from being able to happen on home equity. And that goes all to how much fees you can charge, et cetera. Yeah. The funding fee on our FHA refinance is, what, 3.something percent unless you have an exemption, you know. It's only 0.5 on a streamline, but for cash out purposes, you would fall under that other funding fee, and then that takes it over the legal amount of money that can be charged.
Well, the Texas home equity loan law, when they made it, they were hearkening back to the days of the 1800s and when properties were being stolen and banks were reclaiming houses. And when they wrote the law, they actually wrote the law like this: if you want to give banks the opportunity to steal your home equity, vote yes. That's basically the way that is me paraphrasing the way they wrote the law. And there was a lot of people against it. They didn't realize that actually when people have cash, they can free up their expenses, they can buy other houses with it, they can pay off their debts, they can clean up their credit. When people have access to cash, it actually allows economy. If you don't have any cash or access to cash, there is no economy. So so that's why the Fed lowers rates when they want to stimulate the economy, is they want to free the access to cash at lower rates. And when they want to slow down the economy to keep it from overheating, they raise the rates so it slows things down. This is for you to get cash out of your home. You can do that with TexasLending.com today. We are Texas home equity experts. Call us at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we have a bunch of questions, but you can get your question in line at 972-387-4600 by text. We have loan officers here now at the office. They're happy to take your call. A live person will always take your call. It's always free to qualify you for a loan at TexasLending.com. We won't charge you a thing on a home purchase until after you get a contract to buy a home. And we just charge you for your appraisal. On a refinance, we won't charge you anything other than your appraisal fee prior to you closing on your loan. You can call us now. We'll see if it works for you. Some of the lowest refinance rates and purchase rates in the state of Texas is TexasLending.com. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. All right. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Tress Collins and Bubba Alexander, making sure we're answering your questions about your home loan here in Texas. We've been around for 21 years marketing home loans in Dallas-Fort Worth, Incorporated for the last 18. We are TexasLending.com, helping you with some of the lowest refinance rates and purchase rates in the state of Texas. Our purchase rates have dropped precipitously for you. So make sure you call us now or go online and apply. Tress, you have questions. We have answers.
We have lots of questions. I think this is a good one because I've heard this too. I've heard that it's better to make two half payments versus one full monthly payment. Is that true?
Two half payments versus one full monthly payment. While we rock out here on The Fan. Anyway,
right.
the idea about the two half payments, listen. When you're paying a mortgage, you're paying the interest in arrears. What does that mean? So, and you're paying interest on what you still owe on the house. So if you owe $200,000 and you're paying 3.5% interest on it or 4.5% interest on it, you're paying $9,000 a year is 4.5% on $200,000. Now, every time you pay down the principal balance, the amount of interest that you pay and you owe goes down. So this person heard that if you make two half payments versus one full payment, then you can pay off your home faster. Here's the thing. Your service provider will only accept one full payment. Okay, now there's people who mail you after you close in a home loan, and they mail you, and they make an envelope that looks like it's TexasLending.com mailing you, and it's not us. Just like these other companies are trying to sell you insurance. They find out, they go to the county courthouse, they find out where the loans are closing, and who closed it, and they start sending out letters in those companies' names illegally because it's not legal to do it. They made it a law a few years ago. However, they are mailing you, and they're saying you can make two half payments a month, and then they want to charge you a $400 setup fee to do that and all that sense. But here's the deal. If you want to pay off your mortgage faster, you can pay an extra $100 a month with your mortgage payment every month. So if your payment's $1,000, send in $1,100. and you'll be paying off your principal an extra $100 faster every month, which means you'll pay less interest over time. We did a look the other day, and someone that was going to drop their rate just 0.5% on a large loan amount was going to save $120,000 of interest over the term of their loan by dropping 0.5% on their interest rate. So there's a lot of money to be saved by not paying interest to a bank on large loan amounts or on any loan amount. I'm talking $80,000, $400,000. These are large loans. And so anytime you can drop these rates and save yourself money, or you can pay extra. Now, don't be going paying extra unless you have, we talked about earlier, unless you have a year of living expenses in your bank. You don't want to put all your money and sock it up in your house. Again, no smiley faces. No one's going to give you a pat on the back. You're going to be sitting there someday and you don't have any money in your bank and it's all sitting in your house. And we've seen people foreclose in that circumstance because they can't pay the mortgage payment. So get yourself in a good path there and call TexasLending.com and we can help you and see if we can drop your rate. Tress.
All right, here we go. We have a $400,000 mortgage, $160,000 in income at a 3.375% interest rate with a 30-year VA. Is a VA IRL an option? Hoping to go to a 15-year.
Wow. They owe $160,000, so they have no debt there. You know, if they went to a 15-year, they might be, you know, here's the thing. You're not going to drop the rate much. You might be able to drop it. But here's the thing. We got to roll in all the closing costs. You're probably going to be maybe 0.25% better on the rate. Maybe 2.875. Here's the thing. If you can get into it and pay closing costs, you might actually be able to get 2.875. You can pay an origination fee. You could drop it 0.5%. I want to say this. They're out of $400,000 loan. So 0.5% of savings and interest would save them some – let's say $180 a month, okay? They might save $180 a month by dropping their mortgage by 0.5%. I don't know if it's worth it to you. Do the math on the closing cost. If you're saving $180 a month on the interest by dropping it from 3.375 to 2.875, that's 0.5% on $400,000. That is $180 a month in savings. Do that over 5 years. Is it worth it to do it? If you're going to go to a 15-year, you're dropping off the term, right? So you're going to drop off some term. You can drop your rate a little bit. Run the numbers. Don't let someone judge before they run the numbers. Run the numbers and see if $180 you're not going to be worth it unless you do closing cost here. Because if you do a zero closing cost loan and roll, when I say zero closing cost, roll in everything into this thing, then by the way, we can't charge lender fees, right? We can't charge any lender fees on a VA loan. So there's not going to be any lender fees on this thing. But just take a look and see what it is. See what it is and see if it's worth it. All right?
Doesn't hurt to look. The call's
free. It's free. Free, free, free. Okay, call us.
All right. Oh, here we go. I have a home with worth $180,000, but I owe $100,000. My current loan is a 15-year at 4.375%. Yes, I do pay into escrow, and I've thought about refinancing again because my current loan was a cash-out refinance. I was also wondering, should I just purchase a new home, sell my current home, and take that equity and put it towards the purchase of the newer home? And I also have a 715 credit score.
So decent credit score. If you can get that up another 25 points, you're going to get the best rates you can find in the market. Bubba.
Yeah.
They owe 100. It's worth 180. They have a cash out loan. They want to know if it's worth it to refinance at 4.375. They're currently in a 15-year at 4.375. And they want to know if it's worth it to refinance. And I'm going to say, if they can drop their rate, they're on a $100,000 loan. If their rate drops by 1.25%, they will save $100 a month on their payment. Their loan amount's small. The last person we talked to, their loan amount was $400,000. It was four times this size. So if the rate just dropped 1/4 as much, then they're going to save as much money as someone with a $100,000 loan that drops their rate by 1% would save about as much money a month as someone with a $400,000 loan whose rate drops 0.25%. Does that make sense, everyone? Did I make your head hurt? It's a lot of math.
The only thing that I see here is it looks like they have new house envy. So, you know, there's no business refinancing if you're thinking about selling and maybe buying a new house. It just, if that's what you want, then that's what you should do.
Well, that's wow. Bubba's philosophy. If you want the new house, just do it. You don't have to put all that money into the new house. You can if you want. Just think about what you want to do with your equities and stuff like this, they might be able to go get a new house with these really low rates right now. Yes, you can get a super low rate. And let's say this person refinanced a $100,000 loan. It's not $180,000 or bigger, or $160,000 or bigger, so they're not going to get the lowest rate in the market. The lower your loan amount gets, you can see hits to the interest rate. They're probably going to see a 15-year, somewhere around 3.375, mm-hmm. somewhere in that ballpark. So they might save that 1%. That 1% savings for them on a 15-year might only save them about $80 a month. Okay, so they got to determine whether it's worth it for them.
There you go.
Okay?
There you go.
Okie dokie. So we have to take another break, Tress?
We do.
Text lines are open at 972-387-4600. If you call a loan officer now, a live person will answer your phone call at TexasLending.com. It's a free qualification. We'll pull your credit for free. We'll run the numbers for you for free. We'll look at see the lowest closing cost option and the lowest rate option. Look and see which one's best for you. That's both for purchase and refinance or cash out refinance. We are cash out refinance experts at TexasLending.com because we've been doing them for 21 years. And not many other people can say that. Not other companies have done as many as we have. And that means we do them efficiently. We do them well. And we have great deals. So call us today and go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We're going to come back and answer more of your questions. Get them in line right now on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller here with Tress Collins and Bubba Alexander every Saturday here on 105.3 The Fan talking about your home loans. We've been doing it for years. Doing radio for 18 years, the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show has moved around from station to station. At one point, we were on three different stations.
Wow.
Right now, we find the fan being our home.
Mm-hmm. We're a fan of the fan.
So make sure that you tell your friends to get one of the lowest rates ever at TexasLending.com. Mm-hmm. We already had some of the lowest rates, and we just lowered them. We lowered our rates compared to the market. Comparatively to the market, we lowered our rates. You have great options to save a lot of money, and we're going to answer one of those questions about that right now. Tress.
All right. I have 15 years left on an original 20-year loan at 3.625% rate. Would refinance be beneficial, and what would be my break even in years considering closing costs?
Well, there's always the option of trying to look and see if you want to even pay closing costs. We don't know how much that person still owes in their house. It doesn't have a loan amount. So loan amount's always important because it tells us how much money you'll save on interest. If your loan is four times bigger than another loan, you'll save four times the interest by dropping your rate. Or you can actually just drop your rate less and still save the same amount of money as a smaller loan. We've been talking about this. This, for instance, that 15 years left on a 20-year note. Is it worth it to refi? We don't know. You might be able to get 2.875 on a 15-year refinance somewhere. If you have a large loan amount of, let's say, $300,000, you might be able to save a couple $100 a month on a refi if you can get that done. But now, if you want to do a zero closing cost loan, then you'll probably have a rate closer to where you are right now. And so we don't know. If you have a tiny loan amount, you're probably not going to save a bunch of money, and you're probably not going to get a very good rate. If you have a large loan amount with some equity in it, yeah, you can do some great things here. And that's just math. So math will either work for you or it won't. And you know what? It's a free call.
That's right.
And we can just run some numbers and say, this is what it looks like. And we'll determine how much the closing costs are going to be, if there's going to be any at all. Let's say if they had a $480,000 loan and they saved 0.5%, Tress, they'd save $200 a month in the payment if they just dropped the rate 0.5%. Mm-hmm. So it might be worth it to take a look. $200 a month over 15 years, a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And so do that in your own pocket. Think, if I made $200 more a month in my job after taxes, is it worth it?
One thing I just want to say is, here at Texas Lending, we're always going to do what makes sense, or we're going to say what makes sense.
Half the time you're talking, I don't even know what you're talking about, Bubba.
Yeah.
So that is a relative comment.
It's got to make sense. You know what I mean?
Apparently so. Yeah.
We're not here just to, pick people's pockets, and give them ungood deals. Ungood deals? Is that a good
ungood deals. It's part
not
of the new speak.
Yeah. Bad deals?
It's part of the.
Yeah. But it is just math, and if you call, we can give you the math, and then you decide.
Very well.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Move on.
Hello. Actually, this text is from a listener in Shreveport, Louisiana. Do you know if there are any programs available for down payment assistance for individuals that are disabled? I am not a veteran. Thank you.
I don't know of any federal programs, but if you're in a rural area, you might qualify for a USDA loan at zero down if you're in a rural area. It depends on where part of Shreveport. If you're on the outskirts or the inskirts. If you're in the skirt of Shreveport, then probably not getting a USDA loan. So if you are looking for a bond program, Shreveport might have a bond program. Right. The state of Louisiana may have a bond program. Those are going to be where your down payment assistance money is coming from. It's coming from a bond program. From
I would suggest contacting Bob Bolt. He does Louisiana here.
You can call Bob at 972-387-4600. We are doing loans in Arkansas. In Louisiana and Oklahoma's and in New Mexico's. And so all the places around Texas.
On the bayou.
Yes. Make sure you call us at 972-387-4600 to ask for Bob Bolt.
I will make sure to put Bob's name in that text message reply.
Couple more questions. Run out of time.
Here we go. Hello, I was trying to cash out refinance to pay some debt and upgrade my house. My mid score was a 608. I contacted an agent. I was going to do credit eval to see.
Let's see. This person is 608. Okay. I'm reading through. It's a long text. All right. Here's what I want you to do. I want this person to do is we're going to have Bubba call him right after the show.
Okay.
All right. Bubba will call this person right after the show. He's at 608 trying to get a cashback refinance. And Bubba will call you after the show. We have your number. If you can text us your name real quick, we'll give you a call back.
There you go. That's what we have.
That's all. That's it.
For the moment, I tell you, you start talking and somebody will send in, we'll get a couple more texts in before our time's up.
Well, our time is just about up.
It is.
But we want to let everyone know that they can call TexasLending.com right now at 972-387-4600 to get one of the lowest rates on record. By the way, that person who just texted us has a 608 score. If they can get that score up just a little bit. So right, 608 score is going to be a non-QM loan, okay? The rates are going to be higher on those. However, if they can get their score up just a little bit, maybe they can get into a conventional loan. And so there might be some ways that we can take a look and do maybe, Bubba, we have the credit analyzer and such that tells us how to tell you to get your credit score higher with just some simple little moves. And that's a free service at TexasLending.com. Where we just run that through the bureaus, and the bureaus tell us, hey, if they do this, their score will go up 20 points or 30 points. That might be your best option. So let's go down that path. And we will give Jamal a call back after the show. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. Go online and apply today. We have about a minute and a half left. Tress?
We do.
Now that you're running 10Ks instead of 5Ks, you know, you thought, I can never go over 3Ks. Because now, or 5Ks, and now you went 8Ks last week.
Because that's what I always did. And I sucked
it was
it
a
up
5M instead of a 5K.
Did something different.
Now,
that was great.
Do you have any races coming up?
You know, I'm doing the Dallas Turkey Trot on Thanksgiving Day.
Really?
It is. I'm doing the 5K version, but yeah.
Okay.
I am. So I'm looking at buying a little turkey tutu. So.
Oh, you're going to be running around like a turkey?
Well, yeah, it's part of the race.
You need to get like a turkey outfit, you know, with a big old.
They have those.
Oh, what? We didn't even talk about Halloween, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What did y'all do?
Tell you what, I sat dressed up as Batman on the porch.
Did you really?
Oh, my gosh.
And
that's
I made,
scary.
You know what? I was there all night and I said, whoever guesses the name of my dog, my dog was sitting next to me. Whoever guesses the name of my dog gets the rest of this box of candy. And this. And I the dog's stage name that night was Robin. Okay, so I was having this, and I went through 200 kids, and we had about 10 minutes
that
left.
Many people,
and this girl did the math. She goes, "Let's see, you're Batman. He's your sidekick. His name is Robin." I went, "How did you do that?" That's my Halloween story. We messed it up. We should have talked about that earlier. We got to get out of here. We'll see y'all next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Make sure you call our office or go online to TexasLending.com. See y'all next week on the Fan. So long.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.